what were the Spurs able to do to shut you guys down then?
I think first off, they're a good defensive team, and they force you to take tough twos. They're also good at mixing up, you know, whether or not they're switching on pick and rolls, and you know, they've been doing it for a while. They're 49-9, so I mean, they're a good team.
What's more impressive, the 28-0 home or now 30-9 on the road, or sorry, 21-9 on the road?
I think it's equally impressive. I mean, to win that many games with nine losses, I mean, in a league like this too, where you're playing every other night, it seems like it's just truly impressive. So they're a good team.
How do you guys get to the level of chemistry and communication that, that a team like the Spurs seem to have?
Well, I think, you know, first off, it's experiences that are gained, and we're starting to build those up here. We've had a lot of close games this season. We're playing we're playing pretty good basketball. You know, tonight obviously was a little bit of a setback, but I think you just continue to, you know, play on the court together, and I think it's just accumulated over time, honestly. I mean, you look at those guys, and they're been doing it for a long time, so you know, that's why they're so good.
I believe you used the word at shoot-around deflating when shots are going in and they're swinging passes around the floor and you're trying to catch up. Was tonight a matter of your guys' defense lacking or them just making shots?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, I think there was definitely some shots that were wide open for them that we probably could have fixed, but they also just hit some really, really tough shots, and you know, I think a couple threes in a row for him too, that the four-point play or whatever, that he missed free throw. But Patty Mills hit some big shots. It seemed like every time we hit a big shot or made a run, they hit a couple right back at us too. So it was just a tough game for us tonight.
You think why did? You guys have a big front line and a lot of athletic ability. You don't usually get out-rebounded like this. What did they do to dominate the backcourt? 43-31?
That's a good question. I mean, I think we missed a lot of shots, and so I think they probably got a lot of defensive rebounds. I think some offensive ones early in the first half, but I don't know. They just out-rebounded us.
Anything particular Kawhi did to make things tough for you tonight? Or?
You know, just the same things that they always do. I mean, he's good on the ball, and then, like I said, they force you into tough twos with the way their bigs are on pick and rolls, and they do a good job of mixing up whether or not he's going to stay. So, you know, it's hard to tell if he's going to, you know, contest you from behind or if they're dropping off and they're going to switch. And so, I mean, they're just a good defensive team.
Things kind of fell off in the second half a little bit, but can you take away any major positives from that first half? Both ends of the floor, a lot of discipline, a lot of focus in general. Or are you guys kind of past the moral victory standpoint?
Yeah, I don't think we're – I mean, I think you take something from every game. You try to learn something. I mean, there's usually some positives that you can take from each game. We'll look at the film tomorrow and kind of break that down. You know, just got outplayed tonight by a team that has been putting on a good streak.
You saw Sheldon quite a bit in college, but now it's been a few years. Everybody's game changes and develops. Right. How much is he the guy you remember, and how much has he added stuff? And you're like, oh, hey, look at him now.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's morphed more into a point guard in the NBA. For us at Butler, he was more of a two, but you know, we everybody handled the ball at Butler, but his court vision is gotten a lot better, and making reads, and I think defensively he's a lot better as well too. So I think he's just over time gradually gotten better, like I think a lot of NBA players do.